The Africa CDC says only Egypt, Ethiopia, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia are currently able to make vaccines, with South Africa being the front runner. Together, these countries produce a tiny fraction of jabs for a variety of diseases distributed across the continent every year.
99% of our vaccines are currently imported. Only 1% produced locally. It's unacceptable if we go back with the
Dr.
trillions that we're
Nika
saving
Ndembe is
around
Chief
5%
Science Advisor for the
sustainable
Africa CDC.
manufacturing.
It's
Let me show
securing
you that
funding for the
diagram again.
continent to begin developing and manufacturing
This
homegrown
diagram
vaccines.
we
Only
applied
three firms,
in
all in South Africa,
Nigeria,
are on course
Congo,
to achieve this in the near future.
Ghana,
One of these is Cape Town-based AfriGen, which has built a lab to start making COVID-19 vaccines using mRNA technology. Its CEO is Pietroute Blanche.
we have the facility completed with basic equipment. We are now doing the training and developing the drug substance and drug product. We require the tech partner to really fast track us. We need a tech partner with experience, and we need to hire people. We're gonna recruit production pharmacists, bioprocessing engineers, analytical chemists, molecular biologists, recruiting about 20 people in the next 3 to 6 months.
Ndembe says African drug manufacturers are stepping up to prevent further shortages of COVID-19 vaccines as the pandemic rages on in Africa.
That's clear. It's not something going to be happening next year. It's already happening. We see countries like Egypt, they have expanded their production line and they aim at producing over billions doses of Sinovac by 2022.
He says a realistic target for Africa is to produce at least 60% of vaccines it needs annually by 2040.
It's possible to be a powerhouse for vaccine manufacturing. It's also possible to have African solution to global problems, but we really have to work collectively and not in a very fragmented way, so we can have it consolidated and so be sure that we meet our continental aspiration.
Ndembe says Africa has the scientific and pharmaceutical talent to make vaccines from scratch, but because it doesn't have the necessary financing, infrastructure, and technology, the people with the skills to develop and make them leave to work in Europe and the United States. Teblanche says AfriGen, in its small way, wants to change this and is scaling up the equipment and technology it needs to make advanced medicines.
We are in discussion with partners to bring monoclonal antibody technology to Africa. It does not exist. Like vaccines, there's no capacity on this continent to make a monoclonal antibody, make a biologic. We've started the process now to design a facility, and we are sourcing capital to build that facility. That will make us absolutely unique. We will have an mRNA facility with the COVAX vaccine, which will become commercial once it's met its objectives and the promise to Africa.
In addition to AfriGen's production plans, the South African company Aspen Pharmacare is close to becoming the first in Africa to distribute and price a COVID-19 vaccine for sale across the continent. US-based Johnson & Johnson said late last month it was preparing to grant a license to Aspen to produce an African COVID-19 vaccine to be called Aspenovax, using substances provided by J&J. The Africa CDC says the continent must be ready to make vaccines from scratch at massive scale before the next pandemic hits, so that it's never again forced to depend on supplies from other parts of the world. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.